This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura. Daf HaShavua. Simon Kuf Chaf Ches. Sif Chaf Daled. Am Sha'achirei HaKoyhanim Enam B'chlal HaBracha. The nation that is behind the Koyhanim is not included in the Bracha. Avo Milafneim. But before them, with Tzidim and on their sides, Afilu Mechitza Shav Barzel, even a wall of iron, Eina Mafsekes, does not interpose. Ula Achireyem, Nami, if they're behind them also. Imheim Anusim, if they have an extenuating circumstance, Kagoin Am Shabbasadois, the people in the field, Shem Trudim Malachdan, they're busy working, Eina Micham Lavai, Heim Bechlal HaBracha. Now, this is a very encouraging halacha to me. Why? Because it says that those before them and on their sides, even a mechitza shel barzel, does not interpose. So let's make a kav chomer. The Gemara says in Bracha, is miyam shechar beis hamikdash, mechitza shel barzel yesh, beinenu uvein avinu shvashmaim. So if a mechitza shel barzel does not separate between us and the kaihanim, alachas kama v'kama, then b'noi shel kav chomer, the mechitza shel barzel that the Gemara says is between us and Hashem, It's not mafsik. If it's not even mafsik to the kaihanim, certainly it's not mafsik between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says like this: Am she'acharei kaihanim, haynu afilu einoi acharei mamish. Even if they're not mamish behind them, elam meshuchim letzadim, they're behind to the side. Kivin she'akabanu me'achareiam, meaning, if let's say the kaihanim are here and they turn around to bless the people. So not only the people directly, not only you guys, but even the people, so to speak, backside, where maybe the Kohanim could catch them peripherally, they're also not b'chlal the bracha. Kivan shalkvanu me'achareim enoi b'chlal bracha v'afilu enoi mafsik midi b'enon l'benakam, even if there's nothing in between separating. Enon b'chlal bracha deb'ino davka panim k'neged panim. You need it to be face to face. So the Chafetz Chaim writes in Sefer Likutei Halachos that if the shatz is higher than everyone else, then the Kohanim should be careful not to stand behind that amud, because that's a hefsik, and it's not panim keneged panim. The Shulchan Aruch says mechitza shel barzel is not a problem. That's the material. But in terms of height, you're still not mekayim panim keneged panim. Okay. Avol milfneim ulam tzidem, to the side, before them and to the side. Perush loy mi bayu elu shem milfnei akayim meshuchim letzadim pshita b'chabrachim. It goes without saying that those who are in front of the Kaihanim, off to the side, it's Pashut, they're Bechlal the Bracha. Because they're still somewhat Lefanav. Even though you could say, what do you mean? Is that Panim Keneged Panim? I guess if they tilt themselves toward the Kaihanim, but the Kaihanim is not tilted toward them. But let's see, Ela Afilu Keneged Tzadei HaKaihanim Mamish. Even if they're literally on the side of the Kaihanim. Afilu hachi bechlal brachahim. Even so, they're included in the bracha. Okay, so it means they're at a 90 degree angle. In other words, they're literally on the same latitude as the kaihanim. They're still included in the bracha. Utstadim shel achrav kvar kasam deinu bechlal bracha. But if they're on the side behind them, it doesn't work. Ulufiza, according to this, oisan ha'imdim bekoisel mizrachi. Those who are by the Mizruch Van, the Arayin HaKodesh, Boilei Ktsas, Beis HaKnesses. And now, if the Arayin is recessed into the wall, it's not an issue. The Kohanim will be before the Arayin, and the people on the side will be exactly to the side. But like in most places, the Arayin protrudes, which makes the Kohanim go out a bit. So then, the people in the Mizruch Van, they're behind the Kohanim, even slightly. They're not included in the bracha. So you say, what do you mean? They're an oinus because they need the covet of standing there. So taka, it might be a good oinus. The bach is meilitz for them. The achshav shkolechad kind of makom besnes. Nowadays, everyone buys a makom. Chashuvim ka'anusim. They're considered in extenuating circumstances. They can't knock the guy down next to him to move. Aval ein zeh maspik. It's not enough. The bekal yuchal limtzay makom panei lama betzidei kahanim. There's an easily they could find a spot to stand. Oy be'emtzah beis haknesses al bima, or in the middle of the beis haknesses by the bima. Oy beruach ma'aravish al beis haknesses, or by the maravant. Kein kasu achreinim. So says the Magen Avraham derech haChaim shulchan shalom echayel Magen Barim shar achreinim. Not like the Taz. Okay, now in Bir Halacha, even Mechitza Shel Barzel does not interpose. The Elia Rabbah said, according to what we say earlier in Siman on Hesef Chaf, regarding answering Kaddish and Kedusha and Amen, that even though Mechitza Shel Barzel will not separate, but you need that there shouldn't be Tinuf being Mafsik, so to hear. Now that they printed the Sefer HaEshkol, says the Chafetz Chaim, I found Behedya, after he brings the opinion of Rav Achoy Goin, that Tinuf is a Hefsik, he says, maybe only to answer Amen it's a Hefsik, but Legabe Berchus Kayanim, where the people don't have to answer anything, it's not a Hefsik. Why do the people not have to answer? Let's say the people working in the field. So what does Eliyahu Rabbah mean that a tinuf would be a hefsik? Let's say for people who are close enough to hear Birchas Kayanim and need to answer Amen, for them, the tinuf would be a hefsik. So it seems like the Berlach is coming out. Mechitza Shel Barzel is not a hefsik. Tinuf, if you're becoming included in the bracha because your Am Shabbosados, you're working and there's nothing you could do, so you don't even have to hear it, then Tinuf would not be a Hefsik. But if you're, so to speak, on the outskirts of the shul and you do need to hear it, then the Tinuf would be a Hefsik. Okay, one more. Sivkatan Sadi Vav, Imhim Anusim, the Am Shabbosados are Anusim, Avabloy Anusim, but if it's not an extenuating circumstance, Afilu Oimdim Beveis HaKnesses, even if they're in the shul, El Hashem Achari Hakam, they're just behind the Kainim, Eina B'chal Bracha, Demarim Ba'atzmam, they show She'ina Bracha Chaviva Lohem, that the Bracha is not dear to them. Midoloi Hochu L'Kabel HaBracha Panim El Panim, from the fact that they did not go to receive the Bracha face to face. So you say, you only get the Bracha if the Bracha is dear to you? Since when does Berchas Kayanim only work if it's dear to you? Since this halacha, this halacha teaches us that you only get the bracha Berchas Kayanim if it's dear to you. What's the source of that?
See, mitzvah
tzrichas
kavana, you're
showing
you don't want to be, you don't want to.
No, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Let's say a guy says, I have kavana to mekayim, the mitzvah lua, but it's not dear to me. He's yotzei the mitzvah, for sure. There's no din mitzvos trichas chavivos. It's a din of mitzvos trichas kavana. So why does Berchas Kayanim have to be? Now, what if a shel tzibur who can't stand face to face to the kayhanim, so the dersha brings from the chesed avrach alafim, he is b'chalal abracha. Why? Because since he has no choice, he's not showing that the bracha has to be chaviv. He's not showing, that the bracha is not chaviv. Because he just has no choice. So it seems like the din of the bracha being chaviv is similar to the din that it has to be face to face. if you look back at Mishnah Berurah Sivkata Nun, Oid Yalfinon Begemara Tzarach Liyos Panim Keneged Panim. There's a drasha face to face. So what? I guess the pshat, what, it's a chayk, it has to be face to face. The pshat and why it has to be panim al panim is that we darshan, it has to be in the oifen of chavivos. If it's not in an oifen of chavivos, it's lacking in the tsura of the bracha. In other words, it seems like this din that the bracha has to be chaviv to you is part of the halacha of panim keneged panim. Panim keneged panim is not a chayk. Panim keneged panim is an inyan of chavivos. So it. What?
In Sanibov,
that's what the Torah said. Right. That's the Mishnah we just read.
Right. That's the
Pshat. Yeah, but the question is, where do we learn out? What's the makar that a bracha has to be chaviv? What's the makar? How do the poskim know that the bracha has to be chaviv? Saying the din of panim keneged panim is a din of why do I have to stand face to face? I have to stand face to face to show chavivos. Meaning, there's a din. It has to be panim keneged panim. It's that din. It's not a choik. It's an inyan of chavivos. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Have a great day, Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
Sounds like.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.